You know, I think that the program really found us. It was not necessarily something that we would have sought out, but it was something that we both gravitated towards, I think, because John and I were both very interested in teaching challenges. We both did a lot of teaching leading up to the start of Dance for PD, but when the opportunity arose, we both jumped at it because it seemed like what a wonderful way to explore the craft of teaching with a population that would really like to find a way of approaching movement with a sense of joy and with a sense of grace. And how can we as teachers, as teaching artists, translate that sense of grace to a population that might have challenges? So it really started as a teaching approach, but, you know, over time, it's as all things do, developed a very, very personal spin. So we know all of the participants, or almost all of the participants, very well. Some of them have been coming to the class for 7 or 8 years, and it becomes a family. And in that kind of setting, learning happens better. It happens faster because you're working with people you know, and you really can nurture and nourish their own journeys through this particular art form. I think one of the things that I'd like to point out that's so important is that when Ole Westheimer approached us, she was very clear that she did not want us to teach to the symptoms. She, in fact, at the beginning, didn't really want us to know much about Parkinson's at all. She trusted that dance itself had a lot of very useful strategies and solutions for people with Parkinson's, and we didn't have to layer on top of that a lot of scientific literature or a deep understanding of what people were going through. She gave us some information, but she really wanted us to approach this as dance teaching artists. And that's really, that has continued to this day, although John and I now have read a lot. We've been to a number of conferences and sort of keep up with information as much as we can. But we always approach the class with the mindset of passing on information that we would pass on to any other dancer, and that information inherently, intrinsically, is useful to folks with Parkinson's. And on top of that, there's, you know, when you're in a room dancing to great music together, there's a great sense of joy and community spirit that sort of moves beyond the physical or the motor issues that we address and into another plane, I think, of bonding and community, which is as important